You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and part of what makes this radio station so special is, of course, you, the listener, which we really appreciate. But we also have a number of unique and interesting hosts, providing unique and interesting programs and music. And joining us now is the host of one of those shows, Cuban Fantasy, and it's the one and only Mark Terrace. And you can hear his show every Saturday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Welcome, Mark.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here with you.
Tell us about your show. I'm thinking mostly Irish jigs. That's what we're hearing.
Well, we play real deal, authentical Cuban music and Latin jazz music and salsa and African flamenco, tango and related idioms. And we do lots of regular features on traditional Cuban music. We play new releases in the middle set of each hour. We've been doing deep historical explorations of the great Cuban artists, and an ongoing feature on Fania Records, the Fania Fascination, which happens every week.
How did you even begin doing this show? Is Cuban music your passion?
Well, you know, I came up loving jazz music when I was a young man and discovered, I guess, the Cuban music tradition by way of the first recordings of Ira Carey in the mid-70s. I bought Machito Records and Ray Barreto Records. So I had a fair number of recordings of this sort in my collection already when I joined the air staff at WEMU in 1994, and then, oh my goodness, then I fell in love with Cuban Fantasy.
Is this one of the songs we might hear on your show?
It is. This is the incredible Maracaibo Oriental from the living legend of Cuban music, now departed, Benny Moré. This guy is like Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley all rolled into one in Cuban culture.
So is all the music you play on Cuban Fantasy pretty fast-paced like this?
Well, you know, there is a great tradition of boleros, or ballads, in Cuban music. And I do try to bring some of the beautiful every week. But it's Saturday night. It's a dance party. So I lean towards rumbas and mambos and guarachas and guaguancos and son montuno music and son music, more so than the boleros.
We're talking to Mark Terrace. He's the host of Cuban Fantasy, which you hear every Saturday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 89.1 WEMU. Does it take a lot of work to put your show together every week? Are you constantly aware of what's happening in the music, this music genre, and how you can bring it to our listeners?
Well, Linda Yon brings in a lot of fabulous new releases for us all the time, and we feature those in the middle set of each hour of the program.
Are you ever worried you're going to run out of Cuban music to play?
Never.
No?
Never. There's lots of great music in our library. And I have collected a lot of recordings and deep historical documentation, box sets and the like, on what you might call boutique or niche labels that specialize in Cuban music that I have at home that we don't have here in the library, and which, by way of Patrick Campion's encouragement and music director Linda Yon's approval, I have been bringing in to share with the listening public.
Is there any new music being created in this area?
Oh, constantly.
Really?
Sure, yeah. The jazz and music scene in Cuba is vibrant. Chucho Valdez, the patriarch of Cuban piano players, fronts and promotes and organizes the Havana Jazz Festival every year. And there are lots of great traditional players and what they call the Casas de la Trova, which could be thought of as folk music houses. Every major Cuban city has somewhere like the Arc, where traditional Cuban music is played, as well as the modern music like the timba that's so popular right now, kind of a fast-paced salsa music that's taken hold in Cuba.
And now that the world has changed, you need to go there.
Well, I've actually been there twice.
Oh.
And I hope to go again. I made my first trip for an Easter pilgrimage in the millennial year 2000, where my birthday was sandwiched between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. And my last day there, St. Mark's feast day, I actually got to meet Compay Segundo.
Mark Terrace, the host of Cuban Fantasy, as you can see, a very interesting, special person. And you can hear a show every Saturday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us on All Things Considered.
It's been a pleasure. And thank you, Lisa Berry, for all you do. And thank the listeners as well.